The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
I'm delighted to welcome to the show now, though, Anne Graham, the CEO of the National Transport Authority. Anne, from Monday, May the 10th, this coming Monday, capacity is increasing on public transport. Is that right?
Yes. Good afternoon, Ciarán. So more good news. Yeah, we're delighted to announce that from Monday, May 10th, we're doubling the capacity on our public transport system. So we're going to a capacity of 50% on all our vehicles that are operating public transport. And that's following our move earlier this week to a full timetable of services. So we're being in a position to offer much more capacity for the travelling public as the restrictions ease.
Yeah, and those restrictions have begun to ease over the last couple of weeks. I mean, how much pressure has the system been under with that reduced capacity?
Well, we found that particularly with the schools going back at times, we did find that we had some pinch points and we were getting close to our peak capacity of 25% on occasions. And particularly over the weekends when the weather was good and people travelling around the city as well, we found there were some pinch points. But now we are delighted that we are going to have much more capacity available from Monday.
And inter-county travel as well will be open from Monday. One would expect services like Irish Rail as well to get busier.
They will, and particularly as people travel. So when we're talking about encouraging people to travel at off-peak times, that's not just Monday to Friday, but also at the weekends from Friday and Sunday are generally tend to be busy times for our intercity travel, both bus and rail. So we'd ask people to, if they can, given that there is still some restriction on capacity, to travel off-peak where they can.
How difficult has it been for your drivers to police that 25% capacity? I know anecdotal evidence, I know, but plenty of people in here in News Talk would rely on public transport. And they say in recent weeks, as society has begun to open up, it's been quite obvious more than 25% capacity has been observed on some services.
On some services, and yes, it's obviously a bit more difficult for operators and their drivers to manage that. But I think in general, the public have travelled off peak and have allowed that the available capacity to be available for those that had to make essential journeys. But now we're in a position where we're moving forward now and thinking about the future and the thinking about the easing of restrictions. So we're happy to be in a position now to be able to offer much more capacity to our travelling customers.
One thing we've talked about a lot on this show is possible changes to working conditions and working hours into the future. Everyone's got used to a bit of flexibility in working from home. I wonder, yep, do you expect that to feed into and inform decisions around timetables when it comes to public transport in the future?
Well, obviously, the peak time that we would normally have on public transport is usually the morning peak and the evening peak. And we design our services around those peaks to make sure that we have good capacity at those times in particular. But we do expect that with the move to a proportion of people working from home, that we may see some of our peak travel or peak demand eased a bit. But that's that allows us to put some capacity in at off-peak time. So because we do see that actually travel will probably increase off-peak as people are living and maybe working close to where, or working from home, or maybe working in hubs close to their home. So we do see that while some peak travel may reduce, we do believe there'll be an increase in off-peak travel and we'll be in a position to provide additional services in the off-peak.
And we appreciate your time. Anne Graham, the CEO of the National Transport Authority.